Okay, we should be good to go here. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Roger Paul, and tonight we're going to continue our study of paper 167, The Visit to Philadelphia. We're on part two. This is section five, On the Way to Bethany, and that starts on page 1838.2 of the original book, or 167.5.1 in the rest of them. So change the slide here, and I will start out for tonight then. Blessing the little children. Excuse me. That evening, Jesus' message regarding marriage and the blessedness of children spread all over Jericho. So that next morning, long before Jesus and the apostles prepared to leave, even before the breakfast time, scores of mothers came to where Jesus lodged, bringing their children in their arms and leading them by their hands, and desired that he bless the little ones. When the apostles went out to view this assembly of mothers with their children, they endeavored to send them away. But these women refused to depart till the master had laid his hands on the children and blessed them. And when the apostles loudly rebuked these mothers, Jesus, hearing the tumult, came out and indignantly reproved them, saying, "Suffer the little children to come to me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever receives not the kingdom of God as a little child shall hardly enter therein." Excuse me, to grow up to the full stature of spiritual manhood. So the apostles tried to keep him from coming to see him and bringing Jesus out to bless him, but he, you know, told him he was going to go out and bless the children, because this is the type that will end up as the kingdom of heaven.
You would think they would have known better by now.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Because he said so much, you know, before.
Yeah, about the children. That's right. Pam, would you take the next one?
Yeah. And when the master had spoken to his apostles, he received all of the children, laying his hands on them, while he spoke words of courage and hope to their mothers.
All right. So he blessed all the little children, didn't he? Letch, would you take the next one, please?
Jesus loves the little children.
That's right. Yes. Jesus loved the little children.
Jesus often talked to his apostles about the celestial mansions and thought that the advancing children of God must there grow up spiritually as children grow up physically on this world. And so does the sacred oftentimes appear to be the common, as on this day these children and their mothers little realized that the onlooking intelligences of Nebadon beheld the children of Jericho playing with the creator of a universe.
Y'all know what he's talking about here? Remember we talked about the father's world and the nurseries? That's exactly what Jesus is talking about here, right? So it's funny how parts of the old book, the first part of the book, has to do with the later part of the book, and Jesus is talking about it here. All right, Gary, would you take the next one, please?
Woman's status in Palestine was much improved by Jesus's teaching, and so it would have been throughout the world if his followers had not departed so far from that which he painstakingly taught them.
Yeah, so you know what killed that, don't you? Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any way you look at it. Rodney, would you take the next one?
It was also at Jericho, in connection with the discussion of the early religious training of children and habits of divine worship, that Jesus impressed upon his apostles the great value of beauty as an influence leading to the urge to worship, especially with children. The master, by precept and example, taught the value of worshiping the Creator in the midst of the natural surroundings of creation. He preferred to commune with the Heavenly Father amidst the trees and among the lowly creatures of the natural world. He rejoiced to contemplate the Father through the inspiring spectacle of the starry realms of the Creator's sons.
That's kind of hard to do inside a church, isn't it?
So we should be going out on our backyards and doing our thing.
Yeah.
What, Roger?
Places where it's beautiful. Yeah, Rodney.
Are they heading toward Bethany? Correct.
Yeah, they're getting. Yeah, they're on their way to Bethany, right?
Right.
Right. Because of Lazarus, right? Nope. Right. It's just coming up in the next paper. All right. It was not possible to worship God in the tabernacle when it is not possible to worship God in the tabernacles of nature. Men should do their best to provide houses of beauty, sanctuaries of appealing simplicity and artistic embellishment, so that the highest of human emotions may be aroused in association with the intellectual approach to spiritual communion with God. Truth, beauty, and holiness are powerful and effective aid to true worship. But spirit communion is not promoted by mere massive ornateness and overmuch embellishment with man's elaborate and ostentatious art. Beauty is most religious when it is simple and nature-like. How unfortunate that the little children should have their first introductions to concept of public worship and cold and barren rooms so devoid of the beauty appeal and so empty of the suggestion of good cheer and inspiring holiness. The child should be introduced to worship in nature's outdoors and later accompany his parents to public houses of religious assembly, which are at least as materially attractive and artistically beautiful as the home which he is daily domiciled. You know, which is, this is an interesting statement because most of the homes during that period of time was not very beautiful, were they?
No.
They were pretty simple. So,
well, wasn't there kind of a in the Jewish faith that you shouldn't have pictures and images and stuff like that? Wasn't that a thing that Jesus dealt with as a child?
Yeah, he did. You know, he
So they
liked to draw
probably had
picture. Yeah, and
brick
that
or
was,
stone walls that were just
yeah,
there.
that's right. All right, and here's a picture of worshiping in a house of God. So. All right, Pam, would you take the next one, please?
Seven, the talk about angels. As they journeyed up the hills from Jericho to Bethany, Nathanael walked most of the way by the side of Jesus, and their discussion of children in relation to the kingdom to heaven led indirectly to the consideration of the ministry of angels. Nathanael finally asked the master this question. Seeing that the high priest of Sadducee, and since the Sadducees do not believe in angels, what shall we teach the people regarding the heavenly ministers? Then, among other things, Jesus said.
Okay, so this is the answer directly from a question from Nathaniel, okay, about angels. All right, Letch, would you take the next one, please?
Yeah. The angelic hosts are a separate order of created beings. They are entirely different from the material order of mortal creatures, and they function as a distinct group of universe intelligences. Angels are not of that group of creatures called the sons of God in the scriptures. Neither are they the glorified spirits of mortal men who have gone on to progress through the mansions on high. Angels are a direct creation, and they do not reproduce themselves. The angelic hosts have only a spiritual kinship with the human race. As man progresses in the journey to the Father in paradise, he does traverse a state of being at one time analogous to the state of the angels, but mortal man never becomes an angel.
Okay, so all the movies that we've seen in the past where people are trying to earn their wings type thing is all poppycock, right? All right.
It just shows you that man was not meant to fly.
That's right. Men do not become angels. You don't earn wings when you get to the mansion world. Angels are a totally separate order. Let me put a plug for my book in. I wrote a whole book about this subject. It's called It's About the Angels. Okay. And you can find that at drrogerpaul.com. And it's called Angels, the Real Truth About All Types of Angels, from Seraphim to Supernaphim, and the Higher Personalities of the Infinite Spirit. It's a book online. It's digital, and you can get a hard copy through Amazon, too. But this is what Jesus is talking about, basically how angels are a separate order of being. They are not considered sons of God. They do not have thought adjusters. And they're there to help us along. Now, they earn their way to paradise by helping us all the way. Okay, so they can actually accompany us all the way to paradise, assigned to us as guardian seraphim. All right, and Jesus is trying to give them a little taste of what that means so they don't get the idea that angels, that men become angels, or that angels ever become men, because they don't. They don't become a fallen angel and become a different order of being. They always stay the order of angels, right? All right. Let's see here. Gary, would you take the next one, please?
Angels never die, as man does. Angels are immortal unless, perchance, they become involved in sin, as did some of them in the deceptions of Lucifer. Angels are the spirit servants in heaven, and they are neither all-wise nor all-powerful, but all of the loyal angels are truly pure and holy.
Okay, all those that stay to their charge, right? As long
I
as they
wonder if
don't
I got a dumb
rebel.
one.
No, no, there aren't any dumb angels. They're born with everything they need to do their job. They don't even have to learn it. So, all right, Rodney, go ahead and take the next one.
And do you not remember that I said to you once before that if you had your spiritual eyes anointed, you would then see the heavens opened and behold the angels of God ascending and descending. It is by the ministry of the angels that one world may be kept in touch with other worlds. For have I not repeatedly told you that I have other sheep not of this fold? And these angels are not the spies of the spirit world, who watch upon you and then go forth to tell the Father the thoughts of your heart and to report on the deeds of the flesh. The Father has no need of such service, inasmuch as his own spirit lives within you. But these angelic spirits do function to keep one part of the heavenly creation informed concerning the doings of other and remote parts of the universe. And many of the angels, while functioning in the government of the Father and the universes of the sons, are assigned to the service of the human races. When I taught you that many of these seraphim are ministering spirits, I spoke not in figurative language, nor in poetic strains. And all this is true, regardless of your difficulty in comprehending such matters.
So Jesus is saying, this is the way it is, regardless of whether you believe it or not. There's angels that are assigned to help you. Right? All right, the ministering spirit and the angels. All right, many of these angels are engaged in the work of saving men, for I not told you of the seraphic joy when one soul elects to forsake sin and begins the search for God. I did even tell you of the joy in the presence of the angels of heaven over one sinner who repents, thereby indicating the existence of other and higher orders of celestial beings who are likewise concerned in the spiritual welfare with the divine progress of mortal men. And there's hosts and hosts and hosts of angels. He's talking about different types. Go read my book, you'll learn about them all. All right. Next, Pam, would you take the next one?
Yes. Also, are these angels very much concerned with the means whereby man's spirit is released from the tabernacles of the flesh and his soul escorted to the mansions in heaven? Angels are the sure and heavenly guides of the soul of man during that uncharted and indefinite period of time which intervenes between the death of the flesh and the new life in the spirit abodes.
And what's he talking about there? The resurrection, right? Our resurrection of our souls, the 3 days it takes for us to get to the mansion world, and the angels who keep those souls until we get there, right? All right. And we've talked about that at great length at other times. All right. And believe it or not, we got one more paragraph. Letch, would you take this one, please?
Yes. And he would have spoken further with Nathaniel regarding the ministry of angels, but he was interrupted by the approach of Martha, who had been informed that the Master was drawing near to Bethany by friends who had observed him ascending the hills to the east, and she now hastened to greet him.
So he would have told them a lot more if he would have had more time, but they were interrupted by Martha Mary coming out, right? All right, next we have is the resurrection of Lazarus. Now, does anybody have any questions before we move on to our prayer tonight? Is it
Time already? I
it's
do. It's
okay.
16 after 6.
Yes, it
You sure you
is.
don't want to go on? Okay.
Going in on into Lazarus. No, I don't, because I don't want to
Break it up.
break it up
Okay.
that way. And so we'll that way we'll keep everything consistent. Lazarus deserves his own chapter here.
Well, he's been sleeping for 3, 4 days now, so
Yeah.
it's time for him to get up, okay?
Yeah, so
Enough of
we'll do
this.
that. I know this is going to be a really short meeting, but that's okay. We finished up this paper, and that's the important thing. Let's see, Pim, who was up to read tonight?
You are.
Oh, I am. Okay. Prayer of acceptance. I believe that God is my paradise father, and that only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. By the same faith, I became a child of God, and know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. We know that the Son of God, the sovereign of our universe of Nebadon, is Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
before we go tonight, I want to mention something to y'all. I sent out a video. Was it yesterday? Was it this morning?
Wednesday.
Yeah, and I had I sent that out. It's funny. Some of these videos, the ones that's the dual person podcast things, I write the scripts and stuff and do the scripts, and then I go out and sometimes I have put pictures in there myself, but sometimes I use AI to put the pictures in there. And I've got this program that started acting strange on me. Some of it started putting Chinese characters in it.
Really?
Yeah. And the one I sent out this morning, I didn't get a chance to look at it all the way through before I sent it out. I thought, well, it should be fine.
Oh.
Well, when I looked at it last night. It's got some strange images near the end of that thing. I mean, they are, I don't know how it was trying to associate what they were talking about with these pictures, but they had nothing to do with what was in it.
So you mean
So,
they're Chinese people talking about?
no, they're not Chinese people, but they're all these celestial type beings in boxes and all this
I've got
other
an idea.
stuff.
If
It's
it's the
weird.
Chinese corrupting yours, okay, have the program, the AI, translate your messages to the Chinese
Well,
Mandarin.
it'll do that. Actually, I got a program that will do that, but this was
Okay,
really
well, here's the
strange.
deal. Then you can get back at the people that are agitating you. Well, I just wanted to warn y'all about that. It was the one I sent out. Yes, I think it was yesterday I sent it out. So, but I'm gonna probably change the AI program I use to make images and stuff like that because it's really nice when the images come out good, you know. But this was kind of strange all the way through it. So y'all can listen to it, see what you think. But
Wonder what
why
the
we get off
correlation.
the
I don't know because it's it I in this particular program I've been using a function. It's called adding pictures. It just adds pictures all the way through it as you talk or I talk or people talk. And they're usually pretty good, but this one was a AI generated cinematic thing. And so all the pictures are moving and things are going on, and it's like it's trying to make the video look more celestial or something. I'll let y'all go look at it and see what you think.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just kind of strange.
Huh.
It's the one I sent out yesterday, I believe it was. And
Is that the one with me in it?
yeah, it's the one where they're talking
Uh-huh.
about.
I knew it. I knew it the first time you leaded me out. Now you mess me up. And I swear you got it in for me.
Well, it talks about you, but it's got these images of people, these beings that look like people floating around in these boxes and things. I guess they're supposed to be ascending to heaven or something. I'm not sure, but it's a little bit confusing. I thought about pulling it down and just redoing the whole thing, put the sound with a different video. I may do that yet, but I'll let y'all take a look at it first before I
Okay.
do. So if y'all think it needs to come down, we'll take it down, for sure. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate y'all, and let's knock it off for tonight, and we'll take up Lazarus on Tuesday, right?
Thank you,
Yes,
Roger. Sounds
You're
good.
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank
Love you
you.
guys.
Yes,
All right.
for
See
sure.
y'all next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.